And in Unity, we have a daily inspirational magazine or publication called The Daily Word. And it allows us to share in something that will touch our hearts and center us for the day. So I'm going to ask Chrissy to come forward to read our daily word for today.
And guess what the word is today? The word is joy. Joyfully, I celebrate the oneness with God. As the three wise men followed the star to Bethlehem to greet the newborn child, I also follow my inner light and discover the Christ within. As I approach the conclusion of Advent season, I realize that this, rather than material goods or creature comforts, is the source of my joy. The Christ within is the part of me that is always one with God, omniscient, omnipresent, and omniscient. When I face challenging times, I can draw from that inner wellspring of joy, my foundation of irrepressible strength and fortitude. I have within me the power to overcome any challenge. This day, this moment, I am joy-filled, and I celebrate the overflowing blessings of my divinity. And from Matthew 2, verse 10, when they saw that star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy.
So I invite you to join with me in deepening into this time of connecting into spirit, connecting into the heart of our being. And so I invite you to just breathe wherever you are, relax, let go. And let each breath that you take fill you with the light of all substance, ever present, to nurture and bless and uplift us, to remind us of the truth of our being. And so I'll invite you to continue breathing as I tone our singing bowl, allowing the resonance of this energetic vibration to move throughout your being, knowing that it resonates at that energy level of the heart chakra, which is of love. Let's open our hearts and be in this moment. Just feel like this warm light that moves throughout our being, starting in that heart center chakra and moving throughout our body, down our legs, throughout our arms, and up through the third eye. As we choicefully align ourselves, ready to receive the gracious gifts in so many forms and in so many ways that flow into our lives, even when we least expect it. Because the all-sufficiency of God is ever-present, the abundance of all grace, all good, all healing is ever around us and moves in and through us as we open ourselves and allow that to be. So as we breathe and as we connect to that which we would call a higher consciousness, a Christ consciousness, as we connect with the living presence of the energy and the vibration that is God in expression, we recognize that what bubbles up from within us as we connect all beingness. That which bubbles up within us is an expression of joy. Irregardless of outer circumstances, this is a natural state of being when we are in communion, in common union with the divine design of our being. And as we prepare to celebrate Christmas with friends, family, or perhaps by ourselves, in whatever way we choose to celebrate, let us first and foremost begin from this fountain of everlasting life and goodness that is the flow of the consciousness and the energetic vibration that is God. Yahweh, breath of life, Allah. And from this place, as we experience the beauty of this season, shared with others, we feel ourselves lifted up. We feel ourselves comforted and surrounded. We feel ourselves healed and blessed. And we feel ourselves guided forward in whatever is ours to do. And so we rest for a moment from the busyness of the outer world. And remember how wonderful it feels to just be immersed in the light and the love, the allness of the presence of God. So in this place of silent communion, we open our hearts, our minds, our very being to receive. And in this silence, we experience the joy of being one with and knowing God in silence. And as we allow love to flow within the heart of our being, as we receive and recognize that gift that is about forgiveness, that is about letting go of the things that we hold on to, we forgive ourselves, we forgive others, we release and allow the infinite flow of love to heal right here and now. And from that open heart of love, with astounding joy in our hearts in celebration of the recognition we are all part of this greater wholeness. We bless the love offerings. We bless these gifts of prayer. We bless each and every person who is placed within this box of a prayer request. And so we take a moment now to speak aloud the names of loved ones, friends, or perhaps those we are estranged from, world situations we would especially bless at this time. Connie Tooley, Tom Tooley, Roland Spaeth, Wanda Spaeth, Mary and Dale Hempen, Warren Spaeth, Vicki and Evan, Teresa, Bob and Karen Libby, Martha Barkers, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, nations across the country, we see these prayers immersed in the light and the consciousness of highest good, and we release them unto God, and we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts with grace and light, and so it is.
Behold the star, the wondrous star that leads to Christ in you. The wise have followed from afar and found the promise true. Oh, let the bells of rapture ring and peace and joy in part. He is come who shall be king in Christ in every heart. Upon this day, this love supreme delights the inner flame, and we who walked as in a dream awake to know his name. For he is here whom we adore, oh happy thought and sweet, ever and forevermore, the Christ in you I greet.